This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
When you go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know, right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome!
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Brought to you in part by Maine Operation Game Thief, New Hampshire Wildlife Heritage Foundation, International Wildlife Crime Stoppers, and the North American Game Warden Museum. Welcome to Warden's Watch, the Northwoods Throwdown. And I sit down with Chris McCabe of the Maine Warden Service and Eric Fluette of the New Hampshire Conservation Officers, and we talk about this charity softball event that has been played in minor league stadiums four times, the fourth time coming up July 28th, Friday night, starting at 7 until we get it done, because sometimes these games go into like 11 innings. The last one was crazy. They were going to shut down the lights on us, and finally Maine pulled it off for the first time, mind you. So these softball games, and you know, when we first sat down to do this, I didn't think it was going to be as exciting as it is, but these two entities do battle to win this. And it's a great fundraiser for Operation Game Thieves, International Wildlife Crime Stoppers. And I have been honored and privileged to be the announcer, one of the announcers, since the beginning of the Northwoods Throwdown. It certainly has been a cool event for fans of Northwoods Law, because Maine and New Hampshire were on Northwoods Law on Animal Planet. And it just gives the fans some place else to see them in their natural, I won't say their natural environment, but I will say somewhere different, so they can actually come and experience them live and in person. Some of their favorite I want to say characters, but they're not really characters. It's what they are. It's how they conduct their business. The people that they have welcomed into their home on their TV, and now they get to actually chance to meet them. And this year, I'm so excited because International Wildlife Crime Stoppers is sponsoring streaming. So no matter where you are in the country, if you're a Warden's Watch listener and you would like to watch this game, you'll be able to go to maineogt.org and get a subscription so you can watch this game live Friday, July 28th. And if you want to have a watch party, invite your friends over to watch this and buy a subscription. There's going to be opportunities for you to do that. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun nationwide. So Maine, maineogt.org. maineogt.org. And that's where you'll be able to get your code for live streaming. have a watch party, have a lot of fun, enjoy. Remember, this is a charity event, so please contribute if you can. I will see you then, and I appreciate all your support for the Operation Game Thieves, International Wildlife Crime Stoppers, and we all try to stop wildlife crime, which is almost impossible. But together, financially, giving information to these entities, we can make a difference. You and I can make a difference supporting these groups. So let's make a difference. Let's sit down and listen to this podcast between Eric Fluette and Chris McCabe. Enjoy the podcast, and I hope to see you live July 28th, streaming or in person. Thanks a lot. Enjoy this podcast. Warden's Watch, the North Woods Throwdown. And for you guys that don't know what the North Woods Throwdown, and I'm going to use my favorite word, epic, it is an epic softball game between the Maine Game Wardens and the New Hampshire Conservation Officers that both had seasons, multiple seasons, of a TV show on Animal Planet called North Woods Law. So we kind of coined this North Woods Throwdown. And today, I have, and I'm going to use the word pinup boys, because they were the first guys to advertise the North Woods Throwdown via social media, and we used a lot of their images. Chris McCabe out of Maine and Eric Fluette out of New Hampshire. And that's going to be the cover of our podcast cover as well as those guys. So I've invited them to talk about, A, for those that don't know about the North Woods Throwdown, what it's about, what we do with it, and then just the games we have had. And I have been an announcer at every game, and I will tell you, it's the most exciting softball games I've ever been to. You know, at first I was kind of like, softball, yeah, not really my thing. But after I've seen the competition and what goes on at these softball games, it was really exciting for me too. And we're going to talk about some of those episodes. So thank you, gentlemen, for joining me and telling everybody else across the country and the world all about the North Woods Throwdown. Chris, I guess you're the guy that has the trophy right now. So why don't we start with you? And it's kind of a Maine's kind of started it. Yep. And he's showing the trophy right now on, we're going to throw this on our YouTube channel too. So if you go to the Warden's Watch Podcast YouTube channel, you'll
better
be able
hang
to see
on
this.
To it tight, Chris.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because it is true. You've only won one game out of four, correct?
Correct. Out of three.
So this will be the fourth one coming up. Yep. So, and what's exciting about this one is we're going to stream it this time. First time ever streaming. So that gives access to all the North, all my listeners can stream it. And we'll give you information about that when we have it. We have a final meeting coming up this week. There'll be links. It'll be $10, kind of the price of a ticket. Nice. To watch it live, and we'll get into the dugouts with the cameras too and do some live interviews with these guys and more guys playing, and it has become quite the event. So that's exciting for me to have it streamed. So not only am I going to be an audio guy, so I'll be your host on the live streaming, which is another step in the podcasting realm. It seems like too many people are using cameras, and it's not my strong suit, but I'm learning as we go. So, but the first one, yeah, it was an idea, and from Maine, actually, wasn't it, Chris, that this generated in Maine?
Yeah, we kind of just thought that it would be a good idea. Like, I mean, we're all very friendly with each other and always up for friendly competition, and kind of thought maybe slow pitch softball was probably the best thing because maybe we wouldn't get hurt. There have been a few injuries along the way, myself included, a few times, but it happens. It's really just a great time, and get everybody together, like support Operation Game Thief or IWC. It's a really, really good event. And like the first year, we supported Make-A-Wish Foundation, which was really important to us. It was in Maine the first year, and then the second year was in New Hampshire, and then we had it back in Maine last year. And unfortunately, this year we're hosting again in Maine, just didn't work out to go down to New Hampshire to the Fisher Cats. So we're going to be back in Portland this year at the Sea Dogs Field, which is it's a great venue.
It is.
Yeah. And like anything, I mean, we're all competitive and the games have been super, super competitive, like going extra innings most games and then going down to the last out in a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I can't say enough. I don't have a huge background in the softball world over my years, but to been able to play over the last couple games and be a part of it and see some of the I think some of the best softball games I've ever seen, and as competitive and tight as the games were just great for the fans. Then to have this ability to stream it will be great for others to see too.
Right. And I just want to bring up a moment that you had, Eric, that was probably, out of all these games, was the most incredible thing that I ever felt. And I'm talking about feeling it, because we were tied. If you want to talk about that, because the fans got so loud. And Chris, you got to remember this too, because they were stomping in the stands. We had, I think, about 6,000 people there. My chest was vibrating, and I've never had, and even the Fisher Cats, the engineers that were there from the Fisher Cats was like, this is a crazy game here. This is, we've never had this feeling in our chest sitting here in the box where the fans are getting this loud and this extreme. And Eric, why don't you just lead up to that moment?
Oh yeah. So this was, I think we were pretty down in our dugout at this time. And, you know, we were, like you said, we were tied or behind, whatever the case was. But in any case, I was up and was going to give it my all, and everybody supported me to do so. But, you know, I looked to the fans in the stands to really get me motivated. And, they gladly accepted that request by me on the field and gave me everything I needed to get a hit, which then escalated into my feet not keeping up with my body on the run to first. So they always, you know, I gave it a full sprint, and about halfway across, it's a good thing I'm as tall as I am, because it got me to that first base. Maybe not the most gracefully, but we made it, and that kicked off. Yeah, I believe the volley of runs for the win.
Runs.
Yeah,
yeah, because yeah, they have been tight.
They have, yeah, very tight. Like, yeah. I mean, I will say, like, playing slow pitch softball in the past and stuff, and most games are kind of blowouts. But I think the advantage of this is we're playing on a full size baseball field, so the infield's a lot deeper. Mm. I think it's a lot more technical. And I mean, throwing from shortstop or third base over to first, it's a long ways. And like, I mean, if anybody knows Eric, like, he's a very tall gentleman. I think if he hit the ball, he's only got to run halfway down to first base and then fall
right
on the first.
That's exactly he'd
be there. Like, yeah. But when he took off that time, he was on the move. I think that ball, I think you hit it to me if I remember correctly. And I just remember looking down the line, and I was like, he is absolutely flying down the line.
I felt all the pressure from my team to do the best I could on that hit, and it wasn't the best hit, so I really needed to haul for it.
Yeah. Yeah, one of your steps are like six of mine, so no doubt. And I think you're taller than Glenn Lucas, aren't you?
Yeah, like a half an inch.
Half inch taller. Yeah. Okay, you do hold that too as well, so. Not that that's been a rival at all, but and speaking of rivals, just going back to that first game at the Sea Dogs Stadium, Chris, there was a lot of things going on that didn't go on in the second game and stuff, and I'm talking about buying jail and things like that, because you were right in the middle of that, because you play pretty good softball, I will say that. You know, you were one of the people, you were the crowd pleaser, and we had to raise a lot of money to put you in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was last or second to last inning. I think we had like two or three people on base, and I came up and I ended up getting put in jail when I was supposed to be at bat. And it was like I was walking out to the plate, and they said I was going to jail, which it was like, oh man, so disheartening, because I was like, oh, this is a big moment. Like, I thought we were gonna pull. I don't know if we were tied at that time or we were. It was really close.
It was really, really close. Yeah.
And I think that was like the first or second. I think that was I would have been the second out at that time. So yeah, it was kind of disheartening. Which I think it's a good thing that we don't have that now, because it leaves it out on the field. It's like, hey, listen, let's not take anything to chance. It was a great fundraiser. I mean, it raised a lot of money and stuff. So
yeah,
and really, that's all it is in the end. It's like, this is a great fundraiser. No one wants to get hurt. Like, we just we want to go out there, and I mean, man, we all give it our all too. Like Eric running down the line there. I don't know how he didn't pull his hamstring. I didn't mind. But it's like, it's definitely, we're not as young as we used to be, and kind of playing like I did back in college is a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, and I remember we podcasted our first podcast, and you had just gotten a bat specifically for the Northwoods Throwdown. And you'd spent like $300, and you're like, I got to tell my wife I spent $300 on this bat for the game. So,
and the ironic thing is, I don't even use it anymore. It's not as good as some of the other bats.
Things have improved, technology.
Yeah, things have improved, definitely. Like definitely not the bat I'm using anymore.
Right, and you held up a bat earlier too, which is the Northwoods Throwdown bat. Can you tell us about those bats? Because there's a few of them out there, very few, but they're iconic and really cool. And I know there's going to be some bats for raffle, for sale or auction coming up at this Northwoods Throwdown, which is going to be Friday, July 28th. So, and I think we take the field at 7 o'clock. There'll be a pregame show for that. But the bats are actually made in Maine, correct?
Yeah, these are dovetail bats. They're made in Shirley, Maine, just outside of Greenville. And they actually make bats for a lot of Major League Baseball players. Their whole advertisement is that they're the hardest wood in the game. they actually go out and hand select all the trees that they use for bats. There's a lot of all-stars out there that actually do use these bats, like Pete Alonso, a lot of Mets players. There's some New York Yankees that play with these. I don't know if there's any Red Sox players, but they're very, very popular in the major leagues now, and they've done very well for themselves, and it is a Maine company.
Nope, very cool, very iconic, and very neat to have one of those bats. And there are going to be some auctions, some raffles, and stuff like that for fundraising July 28th for sure. So, and we do have a rain date, so we're going to be, hopefully, keep our fingers crossed on no rain date. But
hopefully we've had enough rain.
Yeah, it's been one of those years. So something I think the Northwoods fans really love. You know, they've watched the TV show so much, and to see you guys take the field in a friendly, I'll use that loosely, I guess, friendly a game. I mean, everybody's still friends now, but man, it can get serious. I mean, I've seen Chris Simmons probably at his lowest points in his career, I think, but losing to us the first one, the second one, and not the second one,
even though the first game was at home and we lost, the second one was the one that hurt the most because we were winning going into the
Yes, you guys were doing very well.
I think it was only one out left. It was so close. And we went into extras, and it's been like phenomenal games. For a bunch of washed up has-beens like us, it's been pretty competetive. I'll give you that
for sure.
And that last year's was right to the end, kept going. And
it did extra innings.
I was sore
again
for about 2 weeks after that.
The Sea Dogs came in and talked to us because they we only had the field for so long. So they came in and they were like, "Hey, well, listen, we're gonna shut the lights off." And I was like, "Oh no, this isn't gonna be good. Let us just finish the game." And they luckily, it ended in that inning because they were going to shut the lights off and we were going to have to go home.
Yeah, I remember Greg Serpis almost having a heart attack over that. You know? It wasn't supposed to go this long.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to go that long.
But
I don't even remember. Like, I think we played 11 innings.
Yeah, it
was a long one.
It was a very long one. Yeah, very, very, very long. But again, exciting and moved very nicely. So I'm hoping for the same thing again. And definitely we have a good following, and the Sea Dogs is a great venue to do that. So, and now with the streaming option is, you know, people that can't get to Portland, Maine. I mean, you guys have fans all the way across the country and the world. I mean, we're talking Europe and things, and they'll be able to tune in to get some of this firsthand stuff. I'm really excited about the streaming. International Wildlife Crime Stoppers, IWC, is sponsoring the streaming. I kind of pitched the idea, and we're going to try it. We got New England Sports Network. It's going to be putting two cameras with people on them and a stationary camera, and this is what they do. So it's not going to be, you know, Wayne Saunders running a camera running around with his iPhone or anything. These guys are really sharp, really professional, and they're excited too. They're excited to be part of this, which just tells me a lot of what you're doing. And you know, Operation Game Thief, so we can, you know, fight wildlife crime, get sponsored, the Conservation Officer Relief Association for sure. So I think it's a great fundraiser for things that we believe in and that we love.
The most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Love.
And I think Chris would agree too. Like when we get down to that stadium and in game day, it's that surreal feeling of walking out on the field and then that interaction we have with fans from the dugout up in the stands. I hope is surreal for them as well. And I think with that streaming ability, hopefully, you know, that will grasp others and they'll have that feeling from seeing us all and being a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's our excuse to be able to get out on the field that we've always wanted to be on growing up as kids. Like everybody goes to the ball game, like in Portland or Manchester, and you go see these games and you've always wanted to be out there playing yourself. So it's a good excuse for us to be able to go out there and play the game that we grew up playing, and to see the fans, that's just the added bonus. I mean, they're so excited to see us, but we're so excited to be there.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the cherry on top is it all goes to a good cause.
And when you say that, I think of Scott Thrasher. I mean, the guy will kill himself to catch a ball. And he just, you can tell he really appreciates it and really enjoys it. And it's kind of his wheelhouse. And definitely, and he's said that to me many times. It's just an honor and a privilege to be out on that field and do this at our age and have fun and to support what we love. So, he's just one of those guys that just, man, he just loves this game. Not that we all don't, but he sticks out in my head. So we'll have to do an interview.
Speaking of nationally recognized, I was listening to the Meat Eater podcast, and they do a trivia every week. In the last couple of weeks, one of the last trivia episodes, the question was, which two states were premiered on Northwood's Law? Nice. And it was probably 50-50 that got both one or the other state. They actually had quite a conversation about how we probably got paid to do it. And we received money for it, which I promptly wanted to send them an email and say that I'm still working for the state.
You might want to do that, Chris, and just straighten that out. So
I kind of thought so. I was like, I'd kind of like to straighten that out a little bit.
Well, everybody keeps an eye on Warden's Watch. I'll be putting all the information out for streaming for sure. Main OGT will have a link, I believe, there too. And we'll get all the information out in this next month, because we're really going to push letting everybody know this is happening July 28th. So you can plan whether you're going to, see us on video or whether you're going to be there in person. And there's nothing like a game in person. Nothing. So I think everybody knows that.
And no better time to be in Portland either. Portland, Maine at that time of year is very beautiful. And you can go visit the coast if you're not from around here. And if you are, take a visit to the city and come and check out a good game.
Yeah. And we've definitely had visitors from across the country come to these events. Across the country, and I believe there's a lady from the UK that came at our last event too. So
New Hampshire's fans seem to travel very well too. They always have those big bobbleheads cut out. I'm like, holy
yeah,
God. Yeah.
We don't have heads cut out of ours. Ours are they don't cut our heads out.
they are hardcore. I will say that we have some great fans in New Hampshire that travels with us, and I can't, it's hard to remain neutral as an announcer, and I don't. So, thank God Chris Dyer is usually in the box with me. And I remember the first game, me and him almost went to blows on several things, because he's all about me and I'm all about New Hampshire. We have Jay Scott in the booth to kind of mediate things. So, but for sure, and that's always a pleasure to work with him and do that announcing and knowing all the guys and, really come to appreciate the players myself watching them. So. No, thanks for doing this again, guys. Thanks for a little preload. Do you want to say anything about this year's game?
Hey, it's gonna be a good one. This is we're gonna try to get the win for the win over the series of four games, and so it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be a great game.
If they win,
game.
It'll tie it, right?
Right.
We don't want that to happen.
Yeah, we're shooting for the tie. we don't want a tie, but we'll shoot for the tie here on the. There's one more spot on. There's one more spot already open on the plaque, so we gotta get another name on there. So it'd be nice if, New Hampshire can be on the top, and we'll take both the bottom ones.
Man, that almost sets it up for another game, doesn't it?
If the
main list, I know. So. We're gonna need a bigger plaque.
Yeah, no doubt. So, and your final thoughts, Chris? I mean,
just come on out. It's going to be a great time. Support a great cause, and we're there for you guys. So come on out and see us. We'll be there, and we'll be able to talk to the fans. And it should be a great game. Usually good weather. If we can get rid of all the rain that we're having here in June, July will turn out to be a great month and be a great time in Portland, Maine.
Awesome. Thanks.
And I'd say, Chris, great to see you. Look forward to seeing you on game day and the rest of the team. And of course, the fans, look forward to catching up with you all from the dugout or up in the stands.
Great. So that's Chris McCabe with the Maine Warden Service and Eric Follette with the New Hampshire Conservation Officers here on Warden's Watch. And stay tuned for streaming information. So if you're a fan of the Northwoods Law series and you live in Washington State, you'll be able to see these guys play some really iconic softball. Thanks for listening. And you guys, thanks for joining us and telling us all about this really cool charity event that you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please join me, Game Warden Wayne Saunders, and other game wardens on our adventures, protecting wildlife, saving lives, and having fun, all while serving the public and the natural resources of our planet. Listen to the tales and experience of those who work in the outdoors while being entertained with stories about encounters with poachers, wildlife investigation, murder investigation, near-death experiences, search and rescue missions, wildlife interactions from game wardens around the country and around the world. When I retired, I realized I couldn't let go of that legacy, but rather wanted to share the passion, the commitment, and the stories of those men and women that call themselves game wardens. This is Game Warden Wayne Saunders, and this is Warden's Watch.
Through the Blackwater bayous and in the dark Louisiana night floats a duck camp, alive with the sounds of swamp pop and the smells of Cajun cooking. From the Mississippi Delta in Venice to the Cajun prairies of the Southwest, me and the Duck Camp Dinner's crew will be hunting and eating it all.
This is Duck Camp Dinner.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.